Hi, this is Kristen with Cromwell Media, and I'm here with Kristen Allen with Nurture to Nature. So, hello. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm good. It's a little chilly out, but, you know, it's good. I'm glad winter's coming.
I'm happy that the leaves are starting to fall, that's for sure.
It's so pretty. It's so, so pretty. So, I just want to know more about Nurture to Nature. So, can you tell us about the mission?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Nurture to Nature Wildlife has been around for, maybe 10 years or so. And our mission is to rescue, rehabilitate, and release orphaned and injured wildlife. Also, our mission is a little bit broader now in that we try and educate people on how to coexist with wildlife, how we all are this big piece of the puzzle called our world. And we try and explain to people like how to help if raccoons are getting in your trash can. You know, sometimes it's not the raccoon's fault that they're getting in your trash can. I mean, it's like, If it's easy for them to get into, they're definitely going to get in there. So we try to explain to people. Sometimes you have to do things to like batten down the hatches on your trash cans, fix things so wild animals can't get into it. And a lot of times the animal is not the problem. It's how they're getting into something is the problem. So we really get out there and we try and educate people too. But like our main goal is what we do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is that we're taking care of orphaned and injured wildlife.
And you're taking care of them and rehabilitating them in order for them to be released back into wild, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our goal is that when we get an animal in, we know we need to teach it how to be wild. So if we get orphan babies in, like we become that mom to that, whether it's a raccoon or a possum. And so we have to give them the kind of food that their mothers would share with them. We would have to give them, you know, they do get some cuddles when they're little, because those little baby raccoons, they're used to cuddling up with their mom. And so, you know, they cuddle up with each other, but it's just like we wrap them in blankets when we're feeding them bottles. And it's just like we become that mom, whether it be a deer, a possum, a squirrel, you name it. We become that mom.
That sounds so cute, because raccoons are cute.
They are cute. Raccoons are absolutely adorable. This year, though, we had 79 baby raccoons.
Wow.
79 baby raccoons is a lot. And probably 80% of those baby raccoons that we got in were because mother was trapped and relocated. Then they realized that there were babies. So we want people to understand that if there are raccoons in their attic, there's ways to get those raccoons out. You don't just trap the mother, because if there's a raccoon in your attic, I guarantee she got some babies in there.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing to keep in mind then.
Yeah. It's really important, because she just wants a safe place to raise her babies, just like we do.
Right.
Just like we do.
Right. Okay. So how many calls a month do you think you get for wildlife?
Okay. So we call it baby season around our house. And baby season starts basically beginning of March, and it goes through October. And they're are truly days that I can get 30 or more phone calls a day.
Oh, wow.
And some of them are, you know, I have an injured animal. I have an orphaned animal. What do you think? Do you think this animal needs help? You know, sometimes we're just educating people on that, hey, that's a fledgling bird. It needs to be on the ground. Mom's feeding it on the ground. But it's still, you know, the phone constantly rings. We are answering our phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I always joke with people that, you know, go ahead, call me on Christmas. I will still answer my phone, wish you a Merry Christmas, and help you with your animal.
Oh, wow. See, that's great. That's passion there for your work.
Yes.
So what would you say is the most popular reason for a call that you get all the time?
Okay. So the most popular reason for a call is probably I found a baby animal. Does it need help? Whether it be our, squirrels falling out of trees, because when mama squirrels get hit by a car or trapped and relocated, the babies start climbing out for food. We get a lot of calls for that. We get a lot of calls for fledgling birds, because people don't really understand that when a bird fledges from the nest, they actually can't fly. They live on the ground for a little while, and their moms and dads come and feed them. And they think they've just been abandoned, or they've fallen out of the nest and they need help. But that's actually like a growing pain that they have to go through.
Okay. So fledgling.
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 Yes.
So that means that they're they've a newer already, bird.
They fledge the nest. They have the majority of their primary feathers, but they can't fly yet. It's kind of like babies. Like babies learn to crawl, then they pull up on the couch and cruise around furniture, and then they learn to walk. And it's like, because they have to build up that muscle strength. I always thought as a kid that, you know, they just flew the coop, you know, they just flew out of the nest. But that's not true at all.
That's what I thought.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, like the mom just pushes them out and, you know.
Yeah, and they can fly. But it's just like they have to build up those muscles. So they have to practice flying on the ground for a while. And they don't all survive on the ground. I mean, it's just, it's a sad fact that they're not all going to survive when they're on the ground. But, and then they become food for something else. And it's just like, and it's all part of that circle of life.
Right.
And really, that was hard for me to grasp to begin with, because something eating something else. But I 100% know that everything has to have something else to survive.
True.
And another call we get a lot is baby bunnies. Baby bunnies, they're like, I found baby bunnies in my yard. There's in a nest and the mom is not there. Well, fun fact about baby bunnies is that moms only come back and nurse twice a day. They nurse before the sun comes up and after the sun goes down. And they do that because they want to keep their baby safe. Because you can see a big rabbit in your yard, but you can't see those little rabbits. So she comes back at dawn and at dusk, and then she nurses those babies just twice a day. And so if you find bunnies in your yard, just leave them. Mom will come back.
Yeah. Okay. So just leave them alone. They're not abandoned.
They're not. And, you know, let me share one more fact with you that's really cool. So when I was a little girl, and tell me if this was true for you, did your parents tell you you cannot touch a wild animal because the parents won't come back?
Yeah, because of the smell.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So we don't want people going out there and touching wild animals. We really don't.
Right.
But the truth is that if you touch a wild animal, so because people call me and say, my kids got in the bunny nest. They picked it up. You need to raise these bunnies now and because the mom won't come back. But that's not true at all. It's just like maternal instinct is very strong. It doesn't matter that that mom is going to come back and she's going to nurse those babies. Now, we're not telling you to go out and touch wild animals because anything with a mouth can bite.
Right.
But we are saying that if an animal is touched, that doesn't make a difference, that mom is still going to come back.
They'll still accept the baby.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay. Because I did. I always thought that if you got your scent on it, the mom would be like, this baby's no good anymore.
Yes.
Abandon it.
And that's what my mom and my grandmother told me when I was young. And I said, now I joke that they just told me that so I wouldn't touch wild animals.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay. So Christmas is coming up, and that means a lot of cute pets as gifts. Do you have any recommendations for do's and don'ts when it comes to that?
Okay. So, you know, Christmas is a great time for people to give animals to children, or so they think. So they think.
Right.
The thing of it is that every animal is, they live a long time. It's not just a one day thing. Oh, this is a great surprise. And so this is what I recommend. First of all, I don't support the exotic pet trade. And in Kentucky, we really don't have a big problem with that because most wild animals like we get are just it's illegal to have them as pets in Kentucky. We keep them as educational animals that we go out and do educational programs with. But generally, you can't have them in the state of Kentucky unless you rescue and rehabilitate. But it's just really important to understand that animal is a lifetime commitment. Their lifetime. It's a commitment. And although they're cute and little, they're going to get bigger. We say in our house, what goes in must come out. So if you feed them, they're going to potty and you're going to have to clean up after them, you know. So it's just like, I think there are so many things that you can do with your children to have them appreciate wildlife or appreciate animals by just giving them wonderful books to read. Spend time outside with them. You know, it's so difficult because I know everybody has their phone in their hand all the time. I'm guilty of this. I'm guilty of picking up my phone. It's so easy to shop and do all that stuff. But it's just like, you know, putting your phones down and going outside and just listening to nature. It's just like, it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of people I know find it healing.
Absolutely.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like when I go outside, you know, like right now it's fall and I walk through the leaves and like the rustling of those leaves, it brings like this flow of memories from childhood,
yes.
you know, spending time and it's
the
just,
smell.
Oh, and it's wonderful. And it's just like, you know, when people think leaves are just a mess and this, that, and the other, and it's just like, but they're so good for the environment. You know, it's just like things lay eggs in them. And it's just like, that's how we get our beautiful spring.
Yes. It goes back to the earth.
Yes.
Yep. Everything in a circle.
Yes.
And so for those who want to help with Nurture to Nature, tell us about some of the ways that they can help.
Okay.
Donations or anything you need.
Right. We are always looking for people to help in by way of donations. And donations don't always have to be monetary. We do have an Amazon wish list. We have a donation link that you can donate on our website at nurturetonature.org. But like we ask for prayers from people. Like, let me tell you, when I have 79 baby raccoons, I need some prayers because I not only have 79 baby raccoons, I may have 100 baby possums and squirrels and all these other things. And it's just like, not only is it a financial drain, it's a mental drain and a physical drain when it comes to these animals. So we're also going to start a program in this November. Is going to be a big kickoff for the whole month of November. We're doing a fundraiser called 100X, and you can find that link on our website, and it is the best way to give without you donating a penny. It's amazing. What you do is you get on and you sign up. None of your information is shared. It's so easy. You get on, you click the link, and you're going to do surveys. And for every survey you do, they donate $1.60 to Nurture to Nature. Now, you can do up to 75 surveys. Do that multiplication.
So that's
there.
A cap for one person.
That's okay. The cap for one person. Cap for one person. And we can easily bring in $15,000. You don't have to do anything except sit down on your phone and do surveys. And there's surveys from things like, I've been to Menards, I've been to this store, I've been to that store, I ate here, I ate there. And all that we ask is that you give your honest opinion, because even though they're paying us $1.60 for each thing, which is like amazing to me, I can't even, like, for us to get this kind of income coming in is just such a blessing. But, you know, we want them to get good feedback. We want them to get good, honest feedback from it. You, on Amazon, you can go into your Amazon app and do sign us up for Amazon Smile. You can sign Nurture Nature Wildlife Rehabilitation up for your Amazon Smile. And for every bit of money that you spend, they actually will give us a percentage back. It's a small percentage, but you know, the more people that sign up, the better it is.
Right.
Kroger is another thing.
Oh,
Kroger,
yes.
The Kroger Give Back program. If you get online, you take your Kroger card and you sign back up. You sign us up as your nonprofit. Like right now, we only have 24 families, and we get about $100 every 3 months from Kroger. That's amazing. Like all people are doing is doing the regular shopping, and Kroger gives back to us. I can't imagine if we had 2,400 people signed up.
Oh, yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, like it's just like, and those are ways that you don't financially have to give any money out of your pocket to us. They actually just, you know, they give back to us. And, you know, I know that, you know, this may not be the best time to give. Like financially, we understand that people are, you know, people are in good places or people are in bad places. And but this is a good way to give back, that you don't have to give financially to us, but we get financially.
Right. You just have to choose Nurture to Nature as your nonprofit of choice.
Yes.
And then Kroger does the rest.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Same way with Amazon Smile.
Right.
Same way with Amazon Smile. So but it's just like there's just a lot of good ways to out there to give. And on our website, there's a lot of other things too.
Yeah, I saw that on if you go to nurturetonature.org and then you go to the support link.
Yes.
And it has it all right there of all the ways.
Yes, all the ways that you can help.
Yes.
And so we do appreciate it very much. Like it's a financial drain for what we do. We probably get 1,000 animals a year, whether it be birds of prey or mammals, and we always know that the donations are going to come through. We're going to get it, but it's just like, I mean, it's such a blessing when it happens.
Thank you so much for listening. That was Kristen Allen with Nurtured in Nature. If you want to help out with the rehabilitation of these wildlife animals, please visit nurturetonature.org, hit the support link, and a bunch of different ways that you can help will come up. Also, all the different ways to help will be on OwensboroRadio.com, so go check it out.